Blog Talk Radio.
God. Just like Ezekiah Walker said, we should give praise to our God. I hope that you all are doing wonderful. If not, I just ask you to stay tuned and I will give you some encouragement that you will be praising God at the end of the show. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight we're going to talk about praising God. Our wonderful God, to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. That's Philippians 4:20. The phrase, "praise the Lord," is repeated often in the Psalms and the rest of the Bible, especially in the book of Psalms. You can flip through over and over and you can see so many verses that include praising the Lord, and I'll be reading a few of them later, but first, let's talk about praise the Lord. Some of God's children, some of us, continuously praise and thank him, but unfortunately, many thousands take his goodness for granted. Some people anxiously beg God to help them in a crisis, but when God helped them, they don't give a second and thought to the fact that the Almighty God, creator of the universe, made man for his glory and that his gratitude will add to that glory. It is worthwhile to pause and consider what your life would have been without the love and the faithful care that God showers on you. How would you cope with insecurity and disappointment? How would you have felt if there was nobody to love you or care for you? Because you are a Christian, you don't have to worry about any of these things because your Heavenly Father knows exactly how you feel. Isn't that wonderful? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Yes, even though that our spouse is no longer here, we still have our Heavenly Father to love us, to care about us, to provide for us. So that is something else that he's always going to be there, regardless of who we lose in our life. He's going to be there to comfort us, provide for us, and to be there for us whatever we may need. In Psalms 95, it says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto those to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all God. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he's our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice." Now, reading those, what I just read, you will find that also in Psalms 100, some of those words, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Also, you're going to find some of those words in Psalms 23. And going back to where it says, where is the place, where it says that, "For he's our God, we are all his people, of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand." So pretty much a lot of the Psalms verses are repeated words, and King David wrote the book of Psalms, and there are different, if you have a study Bible, it will tell you the different reason why David wrote certain verses in Psalms. But tonight we're going to talk about praising God. Praising and glorify God. Here's another scripture. "Praise, O servant of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore." That's Psalms 113:1-2. "Why should God be praised and glorified? Why should we tell him how almighty, all-knowing, and loving he is? He commands us to praise him. God never channels our energy into a dead end. There is more to be praising and glorifying him than simply repeating his divine attribute. True praise raises you up from spiritual despair and enables you to live in communion with the Heavenly Father. Praise occurs in many different ways. During the excitement of a service at church, during communion, or in those moments, quiet moments, when you are alone with your Heavenly Father. The method is of little importance as long as it allows you to enter in the holy presence of God. Just like Hezekiah Walker said, that's one of my favorite songs when it comes in praising. Our Sunday school lesson this past Sunday was involved in praising God as well. And our Sunday school teacher asked us all to write down our favorite song of praise. And mine was "Every Praise is to Our God" by Hezekiah Walker. So I don't know which one is that you have that is special to you, but just think about it and see which one is your favorite praise song. There is some more praise verses in the book of Psalms, throughout the whole book of Psalms. But I am going to read a few more that I love to read And you know what is important, too? I'm going to stop here first so while I'm thinking. You know, sometimes the thought will disappear. Whenever, I don't know, I went to some sort of seminar or workshop or something that this minister told me many, many, many years ago. Whenever you are, before you begin praying in your quiet place, always make sure that you praise him first. And that's a habit that I've started, and I've not stopped. So I always, when I go to the altar, I always give him praise first, and then I begin my request or my prayer and for others and whoever, whatever I'm praying for. Always give praise to him first because, you know, our God is a jealous God. So he wants you to give him praise before you begin asking him for something, and which we always do, and we have a list of things that we want him to do. But first, give him praise. Glory be to God. God is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. That's Psalms 145:3. There are many reasons to glorify God. Not only did he create us, he gave us life. And he provides our needs every day and places us in the community of faithful and whom we can grow to become the person whom he intended us to be. Above all, he reconciles us with himself through Jesus Christ. However, David was one of the above mentioned in mind. Instead, he glorifies God simply because he is great king. God's position alone makes him worthy of all praise. David not only glorified the Lord, he bestow his blessing upon him. What an overwhelming thought. A small measure of praise and blessing is bestowed upon God when we fellowship with him in prayer and worship. Reflect for a moment on how God reigned over the great universe. Then glorify him and bestow your blessing upon your great king of all. I'm going to go also to Psalms 149. It says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in the King. Let them praise his name with dance. Let him sing praises unto him with tremble and harp. And this also, a lot of people have a problem of drums and guitar and piano and all those playing in the church. But it says right in Psalms that he wants you to praise, not just by singing only. It says by tremble. T-R-I-M-B-R-E-L, and harp. So that means it is okay to use instruments to praise our God. Let's continue with the praising. A song of praise. What song of praise is favorite to you when you are praising God? This song of praise was ascribe to the Lord and strength. The Lord, the glory due his name. Bring an offering, worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. That's 1 Chronicles 16:28-29. This song of praise was sung when the ark of the Lord was brought back to Jerusalem after having been captured by the enemies of Israel. David called on the whole of creation to rejoice with him. God deserves our unreserved praise because he is the creator of the whole earth. People like to honor champions, and they delight in such rejoicing. God, as a conqueror, deserves our heartfelt songs of praise. Yes, when we go to the Falcon game, when we go and watch one of our grandkids, sons or daughters or whatever, playing basketball, baseball, football, we yell and praise them. So why shouldn't we praise God for all the things that he continues to do? So we have to remember that. Plan to get out of the city. This week, something I want you to do. My lesson talks about plan to get out of the city, but we're not going, we can do this right here in the city of Atlanta. Spend some time appreciating the nature. Like now, take a look out of your window. See where the moon is in the sky. How the moon is lighting the earth at night. When morning comes, you see the sun shining. The sun gives us light during the day. There's four different seasons. Just amazing. It's amazing to think about all the things that God has put on earth to take care of us, provide for us. I mean, you can go on and on and just think about all the things, but just think about the nature. Also, how fall comes in. The prettiest thing is when the fall, the leaves change color and the leaves have come down off the trees. Look at, I have a skylight in my bathroom. And now that all the leaves have fallen from the tree. But there's a little, the leaves have gone, but there's a little, I can't describe it, but there's like a little cup, a little small, it's not a cup, but I'm trying to describe it as much as I possibly can. It's left on the tree limbs. Now, this past spring, I watched the leaf each day, how that leaf formed into a larger leaf. First, it was like a seed within that little cup that where the leaves first started. It's like a butterfly. It begins as a caterpillar. Just watch it. There's a tree in your backyard or near your anywhere. Just watch how those leaves begin to form from the very beginning and how each day that leaves gets larger and larger. It's amazing. Man can't do that. Man has nothing to do with that nature. So it's so amazing what the Creator, how he has put everything in order for us and how he provides for us each and every day. I know sometimes we get a little bit weary and can't seem to understand why we're still waiting. I ask you, God, so many times, and how long am I going to have to wait for this request? Yes, I'm still waiting on some. Sometimes I can't understand, but we've got to still keep on and be patient and have faith, knowing that when he shows up, he's going to be right on time, and it's going to blow our mind. I'm waiting for my mind to be blown away for the blessing, not blown away in a sense of I'll still have same mind, but blown away in a sense of the things that he will continue to do and going to do in my life. So I'm going to hold on because I want to see the blessing that he is about to bring forth in my life. So continue to praise him. Don't give up because he deserves all the praises. There's something else. We only have about about 11 minutes left. That's all I want to talk about as far as praising God. Just go in the book of Psalms and find your favorite chapter in Psalms that you love to read when it comes to praising God. I would like to read, I would like to, for the next few weeks, just to give some sort of inspiration to someone that might be on the air, comfort in getting through the holiday. Recognize and accept that you are experiencing something different. Perhaps this is the first, it could be the second, it could be the third time that you are dealing with Christmas because you're dealing with Christmas and your loved one is not here. You have to make all the decisions yourself. Even if more times have passed in your life, your feeling of grief and loss can return with a special force at this time of year. Allow yourself to have a Christmas that is yours. Change some of it that now you must deal with and something that you want to do. You still can have memories and you can still do some of those things that you did with your spouse, but start your own tradition or habits, what you think that it should be. Do what comfort and nourishing to you and you and what you're capable of doing. Don't be afraid to say no to invitations, but try to say yes to some too. It is important, however, to seek a balance between time and times of quiet and times with others. Solitude is a good and healthy thing. Talk to family and friends when you need to. Those closest to you understand what you're going through. They want to help you as best as they possibly can. So that's one of the tips I wanted to pretty much tell you about Christmas if you are have some challenges. And like I said, we all have it from time to time. And sometimes it can be another holiday that you experience different things that you and your spouse once did together. Well, I have a few announcements tonight. By the way, we only have 9 days before Christmas. Well, have you finished your shopping? Well, all the shopping I'm going to do, I am finished. Didn't do much shopping at all. Did pretty much focus on my grandson. Definitely have to get him something. But I hope that you have finished or almost there. The announcement is our Christmas gathering is this coming Saturday, December 20th, and it's going to be at IHOP at Stonecrest Mall, from 9 to 11 a.m. They have a room reserved for us, so please come and join the Christmas Fellowship on this coming Saturday. Don't forget to bring your shoebox filled with toiletry items for single mother and children, and have it all wrapped up like a Christmas gift. And I hope that you all will be able to attend. I'm sure we're going to have fun like we always do. So that is all I have tonight. And one other thing I want to mention. We have the information ready for the trip, because we want to begin making a deposit in January. I will have a flyer. Well, Sheila's going to, I have called and got all the information, and Sheila's going to get together the flyer for us for our trip. And also we have a calendar for activities for each month for the year of 2015. So we have two things to give you this coming Saturday. And I want you to, we have to fill that bus. We are not going by van, cars, or anything this year. The trip is going to be June, the second week in June. We talked about the third week, but third week is Father's Day, and we can't do go away on Father's Day. So we're going away the second week in June. Let me see that calendar. I don't have it. I think it's the 12th through the 14th. I don't have my calendar for 2005 in front of me. But it's the second week, and we are going to Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to go a Friday night to Tunica to do a little bit of, to the casino, and then we'll spend a lot of time at a couple of museums and Bell Street and a few other things that we're going to be doing. But you'll have all the details this coming Saturday. Please reach out to other widows, friends, family, co-workers, church members. We got to fill that bus up, and we're going to fill it up. We are not driving ourselves. We are riding the bus. We already have a deposit already made at Elite Tours. That company will be taking us to Memphis, Tennessee. So please start spreading the word. The first deposit is due. It's going to be due the first, I think the first week in January. And we're going to make a deposit each month up until May. And we should be finished in May, and a trip, we'll be ready, have everything ready, and be able to go without worrying about expenses. The only thing that you have to worry about is dinner. So, and then we're going to include the tickets for the museum as well. It's very inexpensive for the museum that we'll be attending because we're getting groups and senior rates. And that is all I have tonight. Be blessed. Keep shopping if you have it. Hope you find everything that you need to find for your family, friends, or whoever. And see you on Saturday. Tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week and continue praising our God.
Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's who I got. Take it up, every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Every praise. Praise.